your morning is probably just getting started. And there's a lot of information when it comes to the wild world we live in. And pop culture is a busy place. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mail Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Robert Carradine has died at the age of 71 in what his family is saying was a suicide. He had been battling bipolar for about 20 years.
This one really bummed me out this morning. I was such a fan of Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah. He was fantastic in that. And
I know he's been in other movies as well, but like Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, he played the dad, apparently, on Lizzie McGuire. I know Danny was a big fan of that show. And also part of the very legendary acting family, including his father, John, and his brothers, Keith and David.
David Carradine was the one, was it Kung Fu, or what was the movie?
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry. All I remember, though, were you a Revenge of the Nerds fan?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the Revenge of the Nerds talent show song?
Oh, you have to refresh my memory. Oh, my God.
It is so 80s. Like, this was to prove that they were kind of cool, even though they're nerds. It's totally Devo. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I used to know the rap.
Clap your hands, everybody. And everybody, clap your hands. We lambda, and Omega Moons. And we come here
what I've
on
learned
stage tonight
is that Steve Miggs will impress us every single day with a new memory from his past. I had this on VHS.
Oh.
And this scene definitely had the most wear and tear. Meet Lamar.
We got Tekashi beating on his guard.
Nerds.
The boys and the moons are
coming. Yes, over.
You seen it all? Along comes a lambda 4 foot tall. So won't you come on out here on the floor so we can work out.
We're paying tribute to Robert Carradine. I don't know. It's probably not a very touching tribute, but man, I want to watch Revenge of the Nerds again.
It's a great movie.
It was so great in that movie as well. All right, so the Olympics are done, and now, of course, there's these viral videos that are going all over, and I feel like this one, I put this up there with like the ones when your favorite football team loses and somebody like takes a sledgehammer to their TV. Oh. I think there was once a time where these were legitimate and they were funny, but I feel like now we're just like fishing for likes and shares and social media traction, and somebody buys like a junker TV or just buys a TV because they're so cheap these days, knowing full well they're going to destroy it so they could get some like clout on social media. The latest example, Team USA beats Team Canada, and some Canadian fan of Team Canada decides to take a chainsaw to his television. I'm like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? It just, I mean, have you ever been that mad?
No.
At a sporting event? I mean, I've been mad enough to like throw my remote control down and like stomp upstairs and go, you know, like I never wanted to destroy my television.
Never have I ever.
Yeah.
That's a little aggressive. There's a woman in the LA area who's very upset because a Coco's food delivery robot went totally rogue and ended up messing up her garden. The woman's name is Jillian, and she's talking about what went down at her property.
Cocos have been relentless. I heard a commotion. I came out here. I found the Coco in my garden. It had got my fence caught up in its wheel. It like uprooted a whole bunch of plants in my garden and then just drove away with the fence attached to it. I chased after it and I looked like a total crazy person, like running after a robot in the middle of the street, like yelling after it.
Yeah, were you gonna fight the robot?
Yeah. I would punt that thing. I'd be mad. You know how much money I spend on my garden and how much time I spend on my garden? I'd be furious.
Dude, it's so funny. It's kind of really, but unrelated. Like, I've always joked about getting a Roomba.
Oh.
Like, the robots that just vacuum around the house. And my wife sent me a video on Instagram. And just like, here's the reason why we will never get a Roomba. Because we have dogs. And sometimes our dogs, you know, leave an accident in the house.
And then it's everywhere. It's like an art piece.
It's insane. I was like, oh, yeah, we're never getting a Roomba.
No.
Yeah.
I was like trying to block it, like get in its way, and it was trying to go around me. These private companies can come in and like dump their technology in our communities, and there's no sense of accountability.
Well, I get you're mad, but like you also the one that decided to order from Coco's with their robots.
You could go pick up your own food.
Yeah, lazy ass.
The Daily Mix Show.